language you use with yourself and you use with others reflects your self-esteem and helps to build your self-esteem. There are four aspects I think are really important for you to consider in the next 2 or 3 minutes. The first one is volume. Volume is how well you project. If you want to practice how good you are at this or how poor you are at this, talk to someone but from across the room. So instead of sitting next to them, sit 8 or 15 or 20 feet away and see if they can hear you clearly. See if you can project. A lot of people sitting just a few feet away from you can't project. Volume is important. Very few people will tell you you're speaking too loudly, but a lot will tell you they can't hear you. When you speak softly, it sounds like you mumble. Self-esteem is about projection. The second is inflection. Inflection is the degree of accent or emphasis you place on a certain word or phrase. When you change your inflection, you are a much more interesting speaker, and people are more prone to pay attention to you, to listen to you. You avoid a monotone. You avoid speaking as a drone, in a droning manner. The third aspect is a we orientation. Paint people into your picture. Include them in. Not what I want to tell you today. Here's what we will do today. Not what I think you should know, but what we all need to know. Include people in the picture so you set yourself up as one and the same, so that you're not trying to dispel wisdom and therefore be put on the spot if someone thinks you're wrong, but to be included in the group. And by the way, most great learning points come from the listener, come from the student, come from the other person. Finally, use power language, not passive language. Don't say something like, you know, I think I can try to help you here. Say, I will help you here. Don't say, there's a good chance we can make this succeed. Say, I know how we can make this succeed. Don't use the passive. Use the assertive. Make sure your language reflects someone who's confident in himself or herself. Those are some quick language jolts for today. I hope, no, I know, they'll be helpful.